Today is celebrating the day of unification of Germany, the two Germanies. And as I look out at you, I think that that doesn't mean much to you, because most of you didn't know that there was ever one Germany. But it's been that way since most of you were born, or before most of you were born. But this is a very important time in history. One Germany, some countries coming together, a few countries coming together, many countries coming apart. It's a very important time in our history as well. I mentioned this before, and we sense that God is doing some very new and great things for us this year. Well, it's not been a good month for telephones, though, as we all know, especially on campus. I've given some thought to how this has affected the social life of some of the single people on campus, especially. Thinking of all the people throughout the United States and the world who are sitting by telephones waiting for calls that never come, and people on campus lined up at the telephone. But soon, at the end of this month, we'll have an even better telephone service. And John Davidson and Lil Burgess and others are working very, very hard on that. This got me to thinking about the problem with making connections. And so I'd like us to think this morning a little bit about connections. It's been very hard to connect on campus, at least through telephones. Connect is not a particularly New Testament word. They didn't have telephones in those days. But they did make connections, very good connections. Connect means to contact, to relate to understand. We've heard it in our vocabulary in the last two or three years. We say, well, I can't connect with him. Or, I really connect with that person or that speaker or whatever. I'd like you to think about this concept of connections also in the context of koinonia, having things in common with. We connect with people that we have things in common with. It's a word we see translated fellowship in our New Testament, having something in common. Let's go back just a little bit. A month ago, tomorrow at convocation, we were thinking together about our year verse. You remember that? Equipping the saints for the work of the service to the building up of the body of Christ. Let's say it together. Equipping the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Now, this is how we obey Christ's commands to make disciples. We know that one of his last big commands, in fact, we sometimes call it the Great Commission, although there are other parts to the Great Commission, was that we were to go and make disciples. We go, sometimes we don't make disciples, but he really wants us to go and make disciples. And I think this passage in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us how we're to do it. It also describes our spiritual growth and personal development program. We're developing as disciples, all of us, constantly. And we're also making disciples. And I see this as a whole continuum so that we are affecting each other's lives and we have this tremendous relationship. There's a basic principle, however, in discipleship. And that is that discipleship is based on relationships. You can't be a disciple or make a disciple without a strong relationship with a person. And what we're seeing in some of our fellowship groups is the improving and the developing of some of these strong personal relationships. For instance, Peter and Andrew and John and the others with the Lord Jesus Christ. And in a parallel, you with your fellowship group leader. Discipleship is a relationship. It's sharing our lives. It's bonding together. I've often, in the last couple of years especially, heard this word bonding. It came, I think, from Welcome Week. We had families. We had bonding. We had fellowship groups. We had discipling, accountability. These are all relationships, various dimensions of relationships. They're wonderful. They're exciting. They're satisfying. They're biblical. And they're all horizontal relationships among members of the body of Christ. In our Ephesians 4 passage, we saw that this kind of relationship among believers is evidence of a discipling that builds up the body of Christ. The purpose of all of this discipling is to build up the body of Christ internally by maturing and externally by multiplying, bringing people into the body of Christ. And that passage, as you recall, says, it goes on after the year verse that we have, but speaking the truth in love. We grow up in all aspects unto him, that spiritual growth, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together, that's a good word, together, by that which every joint, every part supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. The passage starts with love, it ends with love. This is a wonderful horizontal relationship that God has designed for us as members of the body of Christ. How disappointing it must be to God, to Jesus Christ, when he sees this kind of horizontal relationship broken. But there's another dimension. And it's this other dimension I'd like us to focus our attention on this morning. Our focus has been on this horizontal connection, we might say, connecting with people in various dimensions and various ways in the horizontal level. You and your fellowship group leader, and you with other members in the fellowship groups and so on. But what's that other dimension? Well, it's obviously the vertical relationship, the daily connection that we have between ourselves and God. And that's why I've called this the daily connection. We have the horizontal relationships, the horizontal connections. Let's think about the very great importance and how essential is that vertical relationship. In fact, the validity and value of all human horizontal relationships depends directly on the vertical relationship, the closeness of our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Is that relationship real? To the extent that that's real and vital, it will determine how real and genuine and sincere and vital and profitable, fruitful are all our horizontal relationships. This relationship with God is both motivated by and measured by a daily connection with him. What do I mean by a daily connection with him? Don't we walk with him all the time? Don't we pray at various times? Didn't Paul say pray without ceasing? Yes. I'm talking about what we often refer to as our quiet time. Sometimes it gets real quiet, you know. I'm kind of afraid of that word, quiet time. But I call it daily connection. Anyway, whatever it is, it's absolutely essential. Because, as we've seen, how we relate to God determines how we relate to people, our brothers and sisters in the family, and also those who are outside the family. We're to walk with God throughout the day, but the reality and the quality of our walk will be determined by whether or not we have a specific time with him, preferably at the beginning of the day. I know some people are night people, some people are day people, some people are morning people, some people are just people, but they don't have any special time. I'm a morning person myself, and some of you hate me for that, but what I'm talking about is that time, sometime, when it's our best time. The personal daily connection with God is the basis of the discipleship process. We hear a lot and we talk a lot about our spiritual growth, personal development, our fellowship groups, and our discipling and so on, our accountability, and that's horizontal. But the point I want to make this morning is that that will only work to the extent that we have the vertical connection on a regular basis with God himself. There are three ideas in this. First one is dependence. Why do we do this? The first is dependence. It's the branch abiding in the vine. You remember the Lord Jesus said to his disciples the night before he went to the cross in John chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. And listen to it in this connection. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me ye can do nothing. Now supposing we substituted for the word abide, we substituted that word daily connection. And that's about what it is. I know that we abide all the time, but it's established by, it's evidenced by that daily connection, that quiet time with him. And so we could say that connect with me, meet with me. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself It abides unless it meets with me, unless it's connected to the vine, unless there's a connection there. So neither can you. But if you abide in me, I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me, he who has that connection, he who establishes it and maintains it throughout the day, then he's going to bear much fruit. Some of that fruit is in discipling. From apart from me, you can do nothing. My daily connection with God demonstrates my dependence on him. Without it, if I don't have it on a regular basis, if I don't meet with him on a regular basis, what am I really saying? I'm really saying I can do it by myself, God. I don't need you. Yes, I can look back to the cross and I can see that Jesus died for me and he saved me. And I can look to the future and say I'm going to live with him for all of eternity, and that's good. He took my place on the cross and I'm going to be in his place in heaven for all of eternity. But right now, Lord, look, I got my studies, I got my exams, I got my papers, I got my phone calls. I've got all of these things that I've got to do, Lord, and you'll understand that I just don't need you. I like you and I want you to look after me and don't let me get sick, Lord, but I don't really need you. Now that may sound strong, but that's just about it. That's what we're saying. That's a formula for failure. It's a formula for failure. And if you're having a problem in your life that you can't handle, I would suggest that you go back and try the first and check on that first thing. Am I daily connected with him? Remember the dry branch that withers up and dries and they throw in the fire because it's absolutely worth nothing, the branch that doesn't stay in the vine. While we're on this earth, God is interested in two things particularly. He's interested in our fellowship with him and our fruitfulness for him. And our fellowship with him and our fruitfulness for him is determined by what I call the daily connection. Both of these really depend on that daily connection, the quiet time, the deliberate, conscious time of being with him for whatever length of time. It gets us in step with him, the beginning of the day. You know, in the military, I mean, you kind of watch the person at the end of the line, you get in step, and then you walk in step. And some of us do this in campus. We walk in step with somebody. Well, it's getting in step with God, to walk at his speed, to walk with him, to get in step with him at the beginning of the day, to get focus. It connects us with the source of wisdom and power for the whole day. And it replaces frustration with fruit. So, dependence. The second concept is direction. Meeting with God makes me more aware of any sin in my life. It makes me more sensitive to other people and more desirous of contributing in their lives. Meeting with God, this vertical connection, tends to take my mind off myself so that I'm thinking of him and thinking of other people because he loves other people. And the more I meet with him, the more I see people from his standpoint. It's a great help in keeping me from being constantly conformed to this world, poured into the mold of this world, as Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it also helps me by the renewing of my mind. There's a renewing that goes on there. And so there's dependence and there's direction. And it's also a dynamic, is a third concept here. Our daily time with him provides motivation. You ever get up at the beginning of the day and say, how am I going to get through this day? Oh, I've got to live another day and I've got to do this and do that and so on. I'm not really motivated. I found that in my daily connection that there's a motivating factor. It motivates me, a desire to please him through the whole day. It gives meaning and hope. It reminds me and gives me the expectation of the fact that what happens this day will be important in my life. What happens in my life this day will be important for all of eternity. And that I may have the privilege of touching somebody else's life that will do something in their lives that will have significance 1,000 years from now. And I get this perspective by this daily connection. Now, I'm not assuming, when I say all this, I'm not assuming that you don't have a quiet time, that you don't have a daily connection with the Lord. But I've read the statistics of surveys. They're anonymous, so we don't know your names. But I know that every year when Bob Kellgren does these surveys and so on, we come back with a much larger percentage than we would like to see and that God would like to see of people who are not having a regular time with him each day. And I may be talking with some of you. This may be new to you. You may have come in this year and you may not have really gotten a hold of this. You might have heard people talk about it, but it isn't something that's real that you see the purpose of, and you found so much to do here that that's kind of low on the priority. My purpose here is to encourage you to be sure that you meet with God each day for a significant period of time with doing significant business with Him. You see, that will not only maintain our horizontal relationships and give them texture and quality, but it does the most important thing. It keeps me totally in touch with God, and that affects everything else. My purpose here is to encourage you to be sure that you meet with God each day for a significant period of time with doing significant business with Him. You see, that will not only maintain our horizontal relationships and give them texture and quality, but it does the most important thing. It keeps me totally in touch with God, and that affects everything else. Wouldn't it be a tragedy to come to Columbia Bible College, to come to Columbia Biblical Seminary, to pay the tuition, to take the courses, to write the exams, to go through all the blood, sweat, and tears, to go all through this, to learn about what God has been doing in his church for all these years and all down through history and so on, learn all about Him and never meet with Him or not meet with Him on a regular basis. One of the things that we often hear from alumni who are really serving the Lord and bearing fruit is that they at Columbia Bible College and Seminary learned to meet with God. And they say, if there's one thing that got a hold of me and I got a hold of while I was on that campus, is that time with the Lord. I've talked to radiant missionaries in different parts of the world and people in all kinds of ministry and service saying, that's it. That's what's important. That's what I got a hold of here. Now, I'll be real honest with you. I wouldn't want to see one of you sitting here this morning go out at the end of your time here and not have a strong habit of that daily connection. Because whatever else you've gotten at the horizontal level, if you miss it at the vertical level, you've really missed it. Some of it comes down to this. Do I believe that God really exists? Is He there? You see, even though on a telephone I talk to a person and I can't see the person, I know the person is there. Because they can talk back to me, but I've never heard the voice of God. We got His Word. He's written it down. Kind of the original facts idea, you know. It's down there. It's written down. I mean, that's good. I can read it over again and again. Do I believe that He's my Father, that He's God, that He wants to have fellowship with me? Unbelief will keep us from the daily connection. If I really believe that God is there, as Francis Schaeffer used to say, if I really believe what He says in His words, then this daily connection will become an integral part of my time. And it really comes down to the basic issue, do I believe that God is there or isn't He? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who seek Him. Well, how do I go about it? Having settled the question, yes, Lord, of course, I believe that You're there. All right, then, talk to me, God says. Fellowship with me. Have things in common with me. How do I meet with another person? How do I connect with another person? Well, I take initiative. I dial a telephone number. I knock on a door. I take some initiative. How do I connect with God? Well, again, three suggestions I'd make. First, prioritize. Prioritize. Make your daily connection with God your highest priority. And after all, what higher priority could there possibly be? What else is more important than meeting with God? There may be exceptions and emergencies. Your wife may have a baby in the middle of the night. Overseas flights, baby gets sick, a power outage, alarm clock that doesn't go off, all kinds of possibilities. But making this as a priority is really a mindset. It's a heart set. It's a conviction. It's a determination. It's how we're headed, even if we have a few blips along the way. It's a result of an irrevocable decision. And by the way, I would strongly encourage you that if you've never made that irrevocable decision, that you make it before you leave here, this chapel. You won't have a better time. Let God speak to you on this. Let God really drive this point home to you. Because this is not a duty. This is not an obligation that He lays on us. This is not something that we have to do sort of thing. It's something that is a result of a real vital relationship with a person that we want to meet with. How important your daily connection with God is and your schedule is will determine, it will evidence how important God really is in your life. Let me say it again. How important that daily connection with God is in your life will really reveal how important God Himself is to you and in your life. Prioritize. And second, plan. Plan a time and place. We're all different. We have different situations. Some of us have roommates. Some of us live alone. Some of us live at a distance. Some are married with children or whatever the situation is. But plan it. Plan a time and a place. My own situation, I have a place that I go in a little study downstairs. I actually figure out what time I've got to leave to get here to the campus in time. And then I go back and how long to take me to eat breakfast and to dress. And I keep moving back, and then I add on about 50 minutes to that, go back, and that's when I set the alarm clock. It's as simple as that, planning. And sometimes it means cutting out something at night and getting to bed. But there is that prioritization. Plan the time and the place. And third, proceed. Do it. Like prayer itself. It's not something we need to do a lot of talking about and theorizing about and cajoling about. It's just something we need to do, something we need to get at. It's not a theory, it's an action. And the order of what we do may vary, but I think that some of these basics, I think all of these basics ought to be involved in our connection with God in some way. We need to read the Word. That's Him speaking to us. And then we need to praise Him. Praise Him for what He is. We need to thank Him for what He is to us and what He's done for us. We need to meditate on the Word and record some of our meditations. I've really enjoyed doing this in the last few weeks, and as I think I've mentioned, going through certain passages of Scripture. I just sit there and write and write, and things come, and you get a pen in your hand and start to write, or a computer or whatever, and you'll be surprised at what is drawn out of that. And then pray for others. Pray for yourself, and then commit yourself to obey the Lord. Can you imagine a child climbing up on his dad or mother's knee and saying, "Daddy or Mommy, what could I do today to please You? What would You like me to do? What would make You happy today?" Now, I don't think a lot of kids do that. Maybe your kids do, but can you imagine a situation? What would you say as a father or mother? Would you say that again? Yeah. What can I do to please You? First thing in the morning, Lord, what can I do to please You today? I'm Your servant. Show me what You would want me to do today. Well, commit yourself to Him, asking Him to grow you and to show you how you can help other people grow. The daily connection will greatly uncomplicate your life. I found this. Life is complicated enough with all the horizontal connections, and if we don't have the vertical connection, the whole circuits, they get short-circuited somehow. This reminds me of some visualized theology back around the Sea of Galilee. You remember how Peter and James and John and Andrew, they've been out fishing all night, they caught nothing, they came into the shore, and after a little while, Jesus said, "Can I get in your boat?" And He gets in the boat, and they go out, and He says, "All right, put the net down on that side," and they catch fish. The next morning, as we've seen, Christ gets in their boat, and they go out again, and they caught so much fish that the boat almost sank. Are you fishing alone today and catching nothing? Or is Christ in your boat? Is it frustration or is it fruit? Remember the branch? Abiding alone, no fruit. Abiding in the vine, much fruit, fruit that remains. God loves you. I don't know about you, but I like to spend time with people that love me. They may not be many, but when I find them, if I sense that I'm in the presence of somebody who loves me, I kind of enjoy that. I feel good about it. God loves us. He loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. My love for God will be reflected in how closely I walk with Him, how frequently I talk with Him, and whether or not I ask Him if I can serve Him this day. In this God's great communication network, Satan is there to make the static. He'll even try to cut the communication, and I'm afraid that maybe for some of us he's cut the wires, he's cut the communication, so we got lots of horizontal, but the vertical lines are cut. But remember, God will never hang up on us. And the first thing every morning, he's waiting for our call. The daily connection. Connect each day, vertically with God, and then horizontally with others. I try it. I like it. I couldn't live without it. And I highly commend it to each of you that it may be one of the most important things that God does in your life while you're here. In just a minute, we're going to sing in closing. I have decided to follow Jesus. The language we used in Zambia for some years, in that language we sang this, and we sang Nasakakine Koronda Yesu Kutarakanumane Kutarakanumane, which means I've decided to follow Jesus. And instead of saying no turning back, the words say no looking back, thinking of that lady who looked back and turned into salt, but no looking back. And I would encourage us today that as we sing that we make that as a commitment. I have decided not just to follow Jesus in a general sense, but I have decided to meet with Jesus. I have decided that I am committing myself to this connection. Shall we bow in prayer? What we've been thinking about this morning might just be, and I think it well could be, one of the most important things that you and I have had to face in our lives since we have come to know Christ as Savior. Am I meeting with Him each day? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I am going to ask that each one of you make a commitment or a new commitment to prioritize this meeting, that nothing gets in the way of it, that it truly is the most important time of your day every day, because it's meeting with the most important person, even though we'll meet with many others. If you do have a regular time with Him each day, praise Him for it now and confirm it. And rejoice in the privilege of it. If this is something you're struggling with and perhaps have been on the losing side, make a new start today. We're not looking back, we're looking ahead. Our Father, we thank You that You welcome us, that we can come to You, that You want to meet with us every day. Oh Lord, what would it be like if over 1,000 people in a CPCS local family here, at that hour in the morning, were bowed before You in meditation and prayer? Father, what a difference it would make on our campus. What a difference it could make in the world. Lord, bring us to that total commitment, that total involvement for that daily connection. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen.